Lions have to look for a new running backs coach. Who could it be? Where's Deuce Staley going? We'll talk about it today.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's happening, everybody? Matt Derry with you. It's another edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Indeed, your team every day on the first day of February, a Wednesday, February 1st, into Thursday, February 2nd. Thanks for making us your first listen and checking us out wherever you get your podcasts. Lions brass down at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Some big news in regards to the Lions coaching staff. As reports surfacing that Deuce Staley is leaving, we'll tell you where he's going, why, who could take over, and I've seen some wild suggestions on social media. We'll get into that coming up on the show today. Also, a lot of buzz about a certain quarterback having ties to the Lions at the Senior Bowl. Tom Brady retires, and a cap casualty that might not exactly be a cap casualty. All of that coming up on today's show, which is sponsored today. On this Wednesday, by Ultimate Football GM. Ever dreamed of becoming an NFL GM and managing your football franchise? Then this game is definitely for you. To download the game, just visit ultimate-gm.com or look it up on the app stores. Our listeners get a 100% free boost to their franchise when using the promo code LOCKEDON in all caps in the game. You can follow us on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at LOCKEDON Lions on Twitter, the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. And also, shout out to everybody watching and subscribing on the Locked On Lions YouTube channel. Thanks for checking us out on the video side. All right, big news of the day. Yes, Deuce Staley is reportedly leaving the Lions. The Lions assistant head coach and running backs coach, who's been with Dan Campbell the last couple of years, who has a bevy of experience, former player, bombastic guy, a real high energy guy, star of Hard Knocks at times, Deuce Staley, is reportedly leaving to take a job with the Carolina Panthers and get reunited with their new head coach, Frank Reich. Now, if you recall, Frank Reich was the quarterback's coach and I believe offensive coordinator in Philadelphia with the Eagles when they won the Super Bowl, then became the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. Deuce Staley was on the staff at the time. So he and Frank Reich have a relationship, and you just knew because we've talked so much about continuity. We've talked so much about how lucky the Lions are to be to keep their staff intact. Now Frank Reich gets a Carolina job, and here he is stealing away, not really stealing away, but taking Deuce Staley away from the Lions, and he will leave to become an assistant coach. Hasn't been announced yet. Don't know the role yet with Carolina. Couple of things. Number one, some people would say, well, why would he leave the Lions if he's the assistant head coach and running backs coach to go to Carolina? Well, number one, there's a chance he could be the offensive coordinator, which would be a move up. He could also be the passing game coordinator, which would be a move up. Yes, while he was called assistant head coach, Deuce Staley wants to be a head coach. All these assistants want to eventually run their own program, right? So why would he stay on and be fourth in command with the Lions? Because let's be honest, Dan Campbell's running the show and he's not going anywhere. He's been great. All right. Next up is Aaron Glenn, who has been interviewing for head coaching jobs for 2 years. After that is the wonder boy, the golden child, Ben Johnson, who just got paid and got a raise as offensive coordinator. Then it's Deuce Staley. Deuce Staley's trying to move closer to becoming head coach and get further up the ladder and further. He wants to cut the line. He wants to get closer. And so there are reports, Ian Rappaport's reporting, that Jim Bob Cooter, yes, could interview for the Carolina Panthers offensive coordinator job. Now, again, Frank Reich called the plays in Indy. he had an offensive coordinator, and the guy's name escapes me, who's also fired by Mr. Irsay, Marcus Brady. But Frank Reich called the plays. Deuce Daly could be coming passing game coordinator, which is a step up, or offensive coordinator, which is an obvious step up from what he was before. So that's why it's not a surprise that Deuce Daly would get this opportunity and leave the Lions. Carolina's got a good team. They're not terrible, per se. And Frank Reich is a friend of his. Also, Justin Rogers of the Detroit News is reporting that another reason Deuce Daly is going to be moving down to Charlotte, North Carolina to help with the Panthers is that his mother lives in South Carolina. He's very close with his family, and he would be closer to his family with this move from Michigan to North Carolina. So there's that. So you got to wish Deuce Daly the best. The guy did a great job, was a very good assistant coach. Certainly he and Aaron Glenn, they're back and forths and a competition during Hard Knocks and all the yapping that went on. Deuce Daly will be missed. What I find interesting, and I don't think this is a sidebar, but it was just something that popped into my head, is another reason Deuce Daly leaving because of DeAndre Swift. There were times during the season, well, first of all, during Hard Knocks, we all saw it. Deuce Daly was frustrated with DeAndre Swift. All right? And you could see at points during games that frustration mounted again when Swift missed a hole, when Swift ran out of bounds instead of going, cutting up, lowering his shoulder for extra yards. Now, there were games where Swift lowered his shoulder and you saw Deuce Daly go crazy and hug him and high-five him. But you wonder out loud, and I'm not saying I have any inside information, you wonder if DeAndre Swift's inconsistency and at times disappointment. There were times DeAndre Swift was awesome, and I still think he's a very good back. But is he ever going to reach his full potential? And was DeAndre Swift like, oh my gosh, he's a headache? So I could be 100% wrong. It's a little speculation. So I'm just throwing it out there. As far as who takes over and who could be the running backs coach, I have a couple of ideas. One that is so far-fetched, it's not going to happen, and I'm going to squash. We will do that coming up next. I told you earlier about Ultimate Football GM. It's a lot of fun, all right? So if you heard me talk about this mobile game app, I can tell you, I can't tell you how much fun we had during the end of the season competing against my fellow Locked On NFL hosts at Ultimate Football GM. Chris Carter, host of Locked On Steelers, great dude. He was the Locked On NFL champion. If you came in first or third place, congrats, you beat me. Well, now it's your turn to compete. More on that later. Ever dreamed of becoming an NFL GM and managing your football franchise? Your dream can come true, and this game is definitely for you. You manage every aspect of the team. You hire coaches. You could fire coaches. You trade players. You're the GM. You navigate through the draft, free agency, and everything. It's a lot of fun. And all the guys on Locked On and girls did it, and it was cool. All this in a challenging and realistic game world. Ultimate Football GM is completely free and playable offline. Play on the go and as you want, when you want to. We've created Locked On League for you to compete against Locked On fans all over the world. Can you be the ultimate Locked On Football GM? Choose the Locked On League in the app to join and create that football dynasty. It's simple. Locked On Lions listeners get a 100% free boost to their franchise when using the promo Locked On in all caps in the game store. That's LOCKEDON in all caps. Make sure you check it out today. Download the game. Just visit ultimate-gm.com or look it up on the app stores. That's ultimate-gm.com. Ultimate Football GM. Start your dynasty today. All right, we're back. Locked On Lions on a Wednesday. Andrew Siciliano, likely tomorrow, possibly Friday, calling the Senior Bowl from Mobile, Alabama. We will get a hold of him and have him on the show, of course, in the NFL Network and formerly of the DirecTV Red Zone, the original Red Zone DirecTV. So there is that. And the better show. Sorry, you could argue it all day. I know Andrew's, they're no longer doing it. It's just the other one. Fine. All right. So what about the running backs coach? Who could it be for the Lions in the future? Now the Deuce Daly is reportedly leaving. Shout out to ESPN's Dan Graziano, who was the first to report that. Connor Engstrand has been the Lions tight ends coach this last year and an offensive assistant for 2 years. Steve Heiden is now taking over as tight ends coach. This could mean that Engstrand moves up to assistant head coach and running backs. He is reportedly still with the team at this time, even though Steve Heiden is coming in to coach tight ends. That's an option for the Lions. I'm going to throw out a suggestion that I know is not happening, but fans want this. Barry Sanders. I've gotten numerous hits on Twitter today at Dairy Speaks and at Locked On Lions from people saying, what about Barry? What about Barry Sanders? First of all, Barry Sanders is not, N-O-T in all caps, not coaching the running backs. He doesn't want to. Barry Sanders doesn't have the patience for that. I'm no Barry insider. I'm not friends with him. But I know enough people that know him that know Barry Sanders has zero interest in coaching the running backs for the Lions. Does Herman Moore have interest in coaching? Yes. Barry Sanders? No. So for people to say, what about Barry? No. Barry likes doing commercials with Call Sam and everybody else. Barry Sanders does not want to be a coach. Don't you think by now he would have been somewhere? Can you imagine hiring Barry Sanders to be the running backs coach? Who better to learn from than number 20? But no, that is not an option for the Lions at this time. So, that's not happening. Dan Campbell, remember, worked in New Orleans and worked in Miami. He's got connections all over the league. Would not surprise me in the least if one of the former assistants that he's worked with, and prideofdetroit.com brought up Jeff Heath as an option, NFL running back, who's been a running backs coach, both at the college and the pro level, if that's an option for Detroit. We'll have to wait and see. But look, the Deuce Daly factor is he just was somebody that Dan Campbell definitely leaned on and the players definitely listened to. But I would say there's a chance that Connor Engstrand would take over that role. So we'll have to wait and see. But look, when you're successful, when you have a winning season like the Lions did, you win 9 games, you're going to have some people plucked away. Ben Johnson nearly left until the Lions paid him. And he decided these head coaching opportunities were not for him this year. But if he has another good year next year, you know he could be an option for a team next year. Now, as I mentioned before, the Lions are down at the Senior Bowl. Yesterday, there was a picture taken of Hendon Hooker, the Tennessee quarterback who had a great season until he tore his ACL, speaking with Lions assistant GM Ray Agnew. Now, if you recall, at the Senior Bowl, as Jim Nagy has told us numerous times, every team interviews every player that's there. All the players get a chance to get in front of the Lions, the Bears, the Packers, the Vikings, everybody. All right? So the Lions are going to talk to every player, no matter if it's quarterback, wide receiver, defensive tackle, whatever, the punters and kickers. So, but yesterday it was noted by many of the reporters down there in Mobile that Hendon Hooker took some time after practice. Now, Hooker is not participating in the Senior Bowl because he's rehabbing from a torn ACL. His season was cut short at Tennessee. He was on his way to New York as a Heisman finalist, shredded up his knee, and it's going to take him some time to be ready for next year. Hendon Hooker was likely a late second day, third day type of draft pick. I'm a fan. I like his game. I think he's better than guys like Anthony Richardson. And I really love the way he improved this year at Tennessee, throwing the football. There was never any doubt that he could run with it. And if you recall, he beat out Joe Milton, the former Michigan quarterback, to be the starting quarterback at Tennessee this year. Hendon Hooker had a really big year. If the Lions were to spend a third-day pick on Hendon Hooker as sort of a flyer, as sort of a developmental quarterback, sign me up. I'm in. All right? I wouldn't be taking a quarterback early. Wouldn't be even taking a quarterback on day 2. But maybe a day 3, And he went. He sought out Ray Agnew to talk to him. They have some sort of relationship. I'm a Hendon Hooker fan. I just don't know how healthy he would be for this coming season. Remember last year, Jameson Williams tore his ACL and wasn't ready until November. Hendon Hooker got injured, I believe, in early November of this past year. Jameson got hurt in January during the national championship. So that was interesting and buzzworthy. Anytime a quarterback and somebody with a name like that is talking to your team, people start chirping. I'm a Hooker fan. I like Hendon Hooker. I think he's pretty good. So I'm a Hendon Hooker fan, not a Hooker fan. I know what social media could look like. Matt Derry said, yeah. Hendon Hooker. All right, coming up next, Tom Brady said goodbye today again. And a wide receiver that could be a money-saving cap casualty for the Lions that I didn't even think about. We will bring that up coming up next. But we got to talk to you first about FanDuel. Oh, my goodness gracious. How cool is this? America's number one sports book, FanDuel, is now a part of the Locked On family. We're excited about our new sports betting partner because FanDuel is the best. It's the number one sports book out there, and you got the Super Bowl coming up. Can't have your Super Bowl party without the FanDuel app. You download FanDuel now so you can bet Super Bowl 57 with a no-sweat first bet. You'll get up to $3,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. FanDuel lets you bet on everything from the money line to point spreads to who you think will score the first touchdown or a touchdown. All right? Join FanDuel today. You can do it for NBA, NHL, for anything. At FanDuel.com/lockdown to claim that no-sweat first bet on Super Bowl 57. Chiefs and Eagles. Maybe you don't care about these two teams, but you care if you're on FanDuel and you're putting some money down. It's fun. FanDuel.com/lockdown. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. And hey, Built Bar is back every single morning. I have my Built Bar today. I had my coconut Built Bar for breakfast, and it is fantastic. If you're looking for a delicious treat, but you don't want all the fat and calories, then you got to try a Built Bar. All right, we just got through the holidays. I know my goal is to eat a little bit healthier this year. It's perfect. Built Bar is healthy and actually tasty. They're so delicious that when you think they're good for you, perfect for you, they are for that New Year's resolution. What makes them so good? They're 100% covered in real chocolate. That's right, real chocolate. And they come in great flavors like churro, peanut butter brownie, coconut almond. And of course, I love the cookies and cream. And I had the coconut bar the other day. Two right now, Built Bars, you can get them at built.com. But also, you can now get them at your local Walmart or Sam's Club. That's right. Head to Walmart today and walk to the pharmacy section and grab yourself a box of Built Bars. You can pick up a 4-bar box of cookies and cream, double chocolate, or the coconut puffs. And if you're close to a Sam's Club, run in and grab a 13-bar box with our hit flavors, brownie batter and churro. You can thank me later. Or just go to built.com. All right, two quick notes before we wrap up. Number one, Tommy Brady. Remember when Tommy Brady was at Michigan? Everybody used to call him Tommy. Tom Brady today retired. He sent out a video on Instagram, Twitter, and everywhere else, basically from his phone, sitting on the beach, announcing that he's done. For good this time. Tom Brady retires at 45. He regressed this year. The Bucs regressed this year. You know, he went through a lot of personal issues, divorce, and all these things. Tom Brady is deciding that enough is enough. And how could you argue the career? I'm just kind of happy it's over because I'm tired of Tom Brady and I'm tired of Aaron Rodgers. And the attention that they seek sometimes and always being in the news and the Tampa Bay Bucs seemingly every weekend on Sunday night or Monday night or Thursday night football. So you have to watch what was a painful offense this year. But Tom Brady is retiring. There was, of course, a lot of speculation about Brady to San Francisco with the Niners or to Vegas for the Raiders or going back to Tampa Bay. But Tom Brady's done. And you could make the argument he's the greatest NFL player of all time. I don't think you can argue about being the greatest quarterback of all time. Winning 6 Super Bowls, doing what he did at his age, especially late, getting a Super Bowl in Tampa, incredible. So Tom Brady hanging him up And that's one less quarterback in the NFC that the Lions would have to compete with. Right now, the only quarterback the Bucs have under contract is Kyle Trask, who they drafted like the second or third round 2 years ago, who has not seen the field at all. But tip your cap to the former Michigan Wolverine, who Michigan fans, by the way, didn't like when he was at school, Tom Brady. They wanted Drew Henson instead. All right, final thing. Cap casualties for the Lions. There's been a lot of speculation. We've talked about it on the podcast. You got to figure one of Charles Harris or Romeo Okwara is going to get cut to save the Lions some money. All right? You got to figure Halepulavati Vaitai could be a cap casualty at $6 million this year. Michael Brockers is going to save the Lions like $8 to $10 million if the Lions get rid of him this year. He barely played this season. But I didn't think about was Quintez Cephas. All right, Lions wide receiver room, pretty deep. Could add another one. Quintez Cephas has only played in 9 games over the last 2 years due to injuries and has only caught 17 passes. If the Lions were to cut him, it would save the team and free up just over $1 million. So watch for Cephas to be a possible cap casualty, especially when you consider, what if they re-up DJ Chark? You bring back Jameson Williams, Khalif Raymond, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Josh Reynolds. They always have Tom Kennedy, it seems like. Cephas could be a cap casualty at just over $1 million. Some more stuff on the Senior Bowl tomorrow. This has been a Wednesday edition of Locked On Lions. Thanks, everybody, for checking us out. Tell your Lion fan friends that we're here every day bringing you content. We're back again tomorrow right here on the Locked On Podcast Network.